This is RSBNB Update, episode 499, recorded Friday, January 9th, 2015. All we get is an aquarium? Hello, everybody, and 2015 is upon us. I feel like I am totally and completely refreshed after taking what has been and what feels like one of the longest breaks in podcasting history of RSBNB Update, seeing as, you know, we last talked in December 22nd. Oh, my, so much has happened since then. But anyways, this is the first episode of 2015, and as promised, we are revealing a new co-host, but first, my former co-host that has been doing this show for a long time is joining us this week. This is not his final appearance, and he's not going to be away, but for one last official time, welcome to you.
Why would you tell people that?
Because I don't want to get people's hopes up that you're actually going away.
What? But I am going away.
But not yet.
Wait, so you want people to be happy he's going away? Is that what you're saying?
I want people to be happy that he's going to still be around and we're not, you know, like throwing him out in the garbage or something like that. But
We're not.
And as I mentioned.
And hi, by the way, it's me.
This is him.
I bet you are all very, very surprised.
Yeah. It was down to about three people, the people who would always message me, and you came
really?
Up sometimes. Some other people came up sometimes, had some really wild guesses. Somebody actually thought it was going to be a female, but I don't know where that would come from. Since we
Marcella?
Don't really... No.
Wait, so who are the other people?
I'll tell you later because I don't want to, you know, make anyone feel awkward or anything like that.
That would be either Mike, Alex, or Lucy Lawless.
No.
Would you? Why? No. You don't like Lucy Lawless? Come on, and Cena. She's hot.
Huh?
I have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah, neither do I. So once we're both in the same boat on that. But this was, you know, correctly predicted by, I think, one person and maybe a couple others. And when we did the last live show of 2014, one of our other people who, you know, is a content ambassador and community ambassador, and one of Earth's friends here, Magic King, had some very telling words for you. He basically said, if the new co-host is who I think it is, God help us all.
There is no God, only Zool.
That's rather encouraging.
Yeah, so you're off to a great start already. But anyways, let us begin with the first update of 2015. The Boss Pets, a ninja update.
Ninja.
Now, lots of people I know... people in this call really don't see any use to pets on RS. I'm just going to put this out here right now. Is anybody here overly excited about pets?
No. Are they familiar overrides?
Yes.
They are? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
You can override. You can override
so
with anyone.
Anti-useful. That's good.
Yeah. And as of an update in December, I think it was, you can override any familiar now with any of these pets, except in, you know, a PvP setting, but really, who PvPs with familiars? There's a whole list of them here, some more interesting than the other. I'm just going to run through this very quickly. Araxor and Araxi, Kriar, Commander Zilyana, General Gryardar, Kriel, Tsutsuroth, Nex, Kalphite King and Queen, Corporeal Beast, Giant Maul, Harrakhan, King Black Dragon, the various legions from the Order of Ascension down below, The Chaos Elemental, Dagonoth Prime, Rex and Supreme, and the Queen Black Dragon.
Woo!
And as the King and Queen Black Dragon pets are dragons, they do require 99 summoning to have. And for some very odd reason, Araxor and Araxes' pets are named Barry and Mallory.
What?
I don't know. If anybody out there knows what
Wait, Mary and Mallory?
Barry.
Barry, like Barry Bonds?
Yeah, B-A-R-R-Y and Mallory.
Who developed this update?
The Ninja Team.
Probably named it after their dog.
Well, let's take a look. Boss Pets, a ninja update. Is there...
Let me know.
It doesn't go to a wiki page.
No, okay. It doesn't.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, it could just be general names, because here in Alberta, general Albertans used to be referred to as Martha and Henry. So it just could be that the general spiders on our ass are Barry and Mallory.
Say that again?
Oh, one of our former premiers used to call the people of Alberta, the general common folks, Martha and Henry.
All right. Okay.
So I'm just basically saying that Barry and Mallory are the names that dragons choose to use for spiders.
Okay.
And, of course, perhaps the best pet of this whole batch is the Mega Duckling.
Mega Duckling. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did. I commenced Operation Ducky.
Yeah, it took him like 5 hours.
Yeah.
To what?
It did. Yeah. It was more like 4.5. But
wow, it was actually 5 hours. Yeah. I was joking.
Yeah, it was. Because I was, you know, playing TF2 at the time on Tuesday's PC
gaming.
Yeah,
but you were complaining the whole time because you're like, no, I gotta do something with my duck.
Yeah. It was Operation Ducky. And I got the little ducks that follow you around. The reason I did this is, I mean, I just wanted to put this out there and show people that these ducks do exist, because going back to the RuneScape road trip of May of 2014, there was a little hidden thing where if you fed a duck in either Falador or Lumbridge 20 pieces of bread in under 20 seconds, you got a mega duck. And you can get this mega duck all the way to mobilizing armies, and he sails off into the sunset with Mrs. Duck.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
And what do you get?
You just get the duck pet.
Wait, no, but before, what did you get?
Oh, nothing.
It's dumb.
Well, I mean, this whole thing was brought about to my attention through Team Penguin, because they were the ones...
I mean, I guess, yeah, it's an Easter egg, but it's still... kind of useless.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm gonna, you know, retire the ducks shortly. I don't exactly like things following me around in game unless, you know, it's a familiar.
You follow everyone else around in game. Why don't you want anyone following you?
Well, because Shane. What am I gonna use these ducks for, right?
Food.
You got the nickname Scary Man after doing that.
Well,
because he's
not...
following me and Mike around one day. And this was, what, like 3 o'clock in the morning when I said this?
Yes, yes, yes. And at least they don't make quacking noises and have a very creepy bonus.
Oh, they make quacking noises?
No, I said they don't, thankfully.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
I don't know about you.
Because I can understand
you.
How that would get annoying.
Because I don't know about you.
If I played Skyrim, you could have a dog as a companion, and it would not shut up.
It was
really useful.
I was mainly referring to, you know, the fact that for the better part of a month in TF2, whenever you kill someone, you hear quacking. I know. Anyways, so I got the duck pets. Basically, what you need to do is you just need to lure these ducks all the way and get the Mrs. Duck to sail off into the sunset with Mega Duck. And it's about a 1 in 20 chance of getting these. So you do need some kind of coordinated group for this. I would recommend
Wait, so
just...
you have to get it all the way to mobilizing armies?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's only like a 1 in 20 chance that anything will actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
I know.
Gross.
Well, it's for the people who want ducks, right?
Oh, I want ducks, but mostly in my belly. This duck is nice.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. But getting back to the real update, I guess the ones I'll go for is the Queen Black Dragon, perhaps, after I get 99 summoning. So.
Yay. Summoning.
I don't know. This update just feels, you know, okay, it's here. We should probably move on now. It's kind of a low note to 2015. I mean, to starting off 2015. Mm. But nonetheless, we do have a huge binder full of patch notes to look through. So let's begin, shall we?
Indeed. Good God, that's a lot.
I know. All right, so I'm going to start with some. The transition traveling between Waterbirth Island and Relica has been fixed. For anybody paying attention to this, this has been an issue ever since RSHD came around. Just was very glitchy, so that's finally been fixed.
Wait, what was wrong with it?
Basically, what would happen is you would basically just have a bunch of graphical glitches, you know, through the whole process of getting there. So it wasn't very nice looking.
Mm, okay.
Was there like a cutscene or something?
Well, no, it was just the normal boat on the map kind of thing, right? And sometimes it wouldn't work and you'd have issues like that.
I don't remember that, but it's also, I've probably gone on that boat ride maybe 5 times, 6, 10 times since then.
Yeah, so. I used to use Waterbirth Island for collecting snape grass, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You banked with Seer Pier or whatever?
No, I just used the teleport.
I did. I usually took them back and went back to Raquella and dumped it all in him.
Mm-hmm. You went back where?
From Waterbirth Island. After collecting on the same grass?
Oh.
Okay.
Really are stuffed up.
Several pieces of chat have been added to Azanadra about the events in Heart of Snown. Basically, for anybody who's completed that quest, you can head on over there and, you know, ask him and tell him, rather, about your experiences in that quest, and you'll get a medium XP lap.
Now, which one was Heart of Stone?
That was the Elder God quest.
Oh, right. The one where nothing really happened.
Yeah, and he says it's very concerning that Wen is not on Ice Mountain, but rather under White Wolf Mountain, and more will be revealed shortly.
Huh.
So, I mean, Jayx does intentionally say that with this, you know, it's not an error, and you know we're gonna tell you.
Yeah,
why
so did we ever figure out if it was not actually an error or if this is just damage control?
It is intended. It has been intended like that since the release of the quest.
Since the release of Heart of Stone.
Yep.
So it was a mistake.
Well, no, they did intend to make that mistake. It was totally designed like that in the quest document. And going forward, they do have plans for that.
Okay.
That's what they say. And we gotta trust them on that.
Okay.
Apparently it's in the big book that they have of lore and whatnot, the whole thing as to what's going on.
They have a big book. Ooh.
Yep.
That'd be fun to get my hands on.
Yeah, it's the book that Maud Osborn keeps very safe. So.
It's the book what?
It's basically the RuneScape lore bible, and Maud Osborn keeps it safe.
Oh, I thought you said keeps it in a safe.
Oh, yeah, he probably does, too.
Yeah.
A toggleable UTC-based clock overlay has been added.
And the first question I asked when logging in, my reaction when logging in is, hey, look, a clock. How do I turn it off?
No, my first reaction was, is this a timer? And then
it's
I went,
counting up.
At the time, it wasn't counting up. It was standing still. It's like, is this
oh,
a timer?
I guess it doesn't go by the second.
It's
no.
Like, and so I asked her, why is there a clock? And then it said, it's UTC. How do I turn the goddamn thing off? Over in options. Thank you. Okay, got it.
And you can move it around in the game HUD editing options, so if you don't like where it is, you can totally adjust that. You know, the clock is off by a minute as to what all our computer clocks say, so it is, you know, Jagex time in that way. Because it is...
If it's slightly incorrect.
Yeah, if it is 2 a.m. UTC... on my clock, it says 2:01 on there, so it is off by a bit. And I've noticed this too when doing divination, because the enhanced wisps come around every 20 minutes, except they come around on my clock at 21. And all my clocks are synced to various time servers, so it's not me that's off.
Wait, so it spawns at like 21 past the hour?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well yeah, done, Jagex.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, Jagex isn't completely in their right to have Jagex time, but anyways. Zaro Zeitgeist, the Chosen Commander, Temple Desecration, and the Duke songs have been reworked, and they do sound pretty good. Here's a bit of a preview of Temple Desecrated. It'll send you right back to that time when you're doing Wolgothic Sleeps. Sounds pretty
good,
doesn't
it? Sounds like music from Castle Crashers.
Yeah, that's the first thing you said when I was playing it when we began.
I mean, that's not a bad thing at all. I love Castle Crashers music. But it just sounds like music from that.
Forceful Backhand now deals the state of 200% weapon damage to stun immune targets, which is good. It's basically the threshold stun ability for anyone who's been hiding under a rock. Transmuting Charms now converts up to 10 at a time. Previously it was 2, then it was up to 5, and now it's 10, so maybe they're seeing that, you know, we're not
transmuting
exactly...
Transmuting Charms?
Yeah, it's a feature of divination.
Oh, the thing I never bothered to learn about.
Yeah, well, you're going to need to learn, because we do have a ports update coming later this month that
requires
90 divination.
Oh, dear God. What one?
Divination, agility, and engineering, I believe. Yeah.
And what was supposed to win?
Farming. Anyways, we'll talk about that later this month. Players can reroll Harmony Pillars at the cost of 10 Vizwax. So if you get that, you know, summoning or crafting thing that you don't want to do, but you need some moss, well, you can reroll it with some wax now.
Oh boy.
It's been a long requested feature of Elf City Batch 2, so that's good. Elf Crystals and Games Necklace teleport interfaces have been updated. Have you looked at this one?
Looked at which one?
The teleport crystal and Games Necklace interface update. Because you were complaining about this interface.
Is it one click?
No.
Then it's not good enough.
Okay.
Go back.
So here's what happens. So before I have the game necklace on my right now, open it up. You still have to right click on it to rub, but what happens is before it kind of popped into the little regular chat menu thing, now it just made it a little bit bigger.
Yeah, and for the Elf Crystal, they're all on one page now, so that makes things a bit easier. But still, it would be nice, you know, just to satisfy this demand here of having the ability of setting a one-click default so that if you want the menu, you can have that. Or if you want Lydia, you can have that. Or if you want Cruis, there you can have that as a one-click default. It would be nice to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Continue on.
Players can now automatically filter items within the bank without withdrawing them first, just such as the rune pouches. I don't know how this works. Shane, did you try it?
Yes. This is excellent.
You sound happy.
Yes. This is excellent. It reduces the amount of clicking needed for runecrafting once again. And basically, what happens is you just fill your inventory with your rune essence, and then you just right-click on your pouch, choose fill, and repeat for each pouch. So you don't need to put the essence in your inventory first. It just takes it right out from the bank. So it makes it a lot quicker when you're filling pouches. So there is actually reason to use all your pouches now rather than just minimizing it for efficiency's sake. So that is good.
Oh, good. So you, like, just withdraw all pure essence and it'll put it in the pouches automatically?
Not that easy. You still need to right-click on the pouch and choose fill.
Wait.
You just right-click on the pouch and choose fill and it will...
Oh, but you click fill and it'll take it from the bank.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's nice.
I know. It is.
That is very... Oh, hell.
What?
My giant pouch degraded.
You'll be okay.
Some of them.
Killing Edamu is now more rewarding. The super one even more. I didn't put this one in. Okay, explain.
I did. Actually, I wasn't quite sure if they meant by the real world or the dungeoneering one. But apparently... Basically, if you have the ability to fight these, you get some decent items from it, although they're a little bit tough to fight.
Where are these things?
They're in the resource dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Is this recent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was kind of hoping they'd do more of it in the... in the dungeon itself, because they bought the blood necklace, and that thing's very hard to find.
Is this in the Priftinus level 95 dungeon, or...?
I think it is 95 dungeon.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not the dungeoneering person, so you're going to have to explain that.
Nuh-uh.
I will, we'll have to make a note to get a new person for dungeoneering updates, won't we?
Yes, please.
And creating a dungeoneering party will now automatically select the lowest floor and highest complexity level. The highest complexity level is nice, because then that basically means I switch to level 6 right away with one click. We usually end up changing the floor anyway, so that's not really much of a bother. I do think, though, that usually what happens if you're, you know, doing it with a party, they kind of go, you try and go with one that everybody has not got it checked off yet, or at least most people haven't. And so that they all kind of get credit for it. A little bit, you save up a little bit. But I think it will be interesting to help lower people to try and get a quick floor going really, really quick.
Okay, that's good. What are we laughing about?
Not laughing at anything.
Okay.
Are you crying?
Sure.
Yes, yeah, such a great update. Such a great update.
I love this update.
Yes.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Indeed. Alrighty. Now, we got the first poll of 2015. A new construction room. Not the complete rework that some of us were hoping for.
I'm down for a new construction room.
Yeah, what did you guys vote for?
Aquarium.
Okay. Why? Why would you vote for the aquarium? That's the only one on there that is useless. No, why is everyone voting for that?
Because I'm a fisherman.
It's useless.
Because I'm a fisherman.
What did you vote for?
You just put them in there. You don't get any benefit from it.
Yeah, you do. You unlock new fish on the surface world.
So? What are the other choices?
The other choices are the resource dungeon, which is basically dungeoneering hotspots for your house. The greenhouse.
There's a greenhouse.
A hotel.
I mean, the treasure vault, okay, that's probably kind of useless. The hotel, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. And you could also make money from it without actually doing anything, which...
You tailor it to...
Since I don't do anything normally, that'd be great.
You tailor it to people who want to come and, you know, get resources.
And have famous people come and stay.
Yeah, so let's start with the aquarium. Now, what is the appeal of this, aside from
There's not one
on the surface world? Let's ask the fisher.
But he's... Wrong. That's clearly the inferior option.
I want to have pet fish.
Okay.
You can already have a pet fish.
No, those aren't pet fish. That's in the bowl. Those, you know what that is?
What do you want it? You want it on a leash so it can walk beside you?
Oh, I want people to...
That'd be a Magikarp.
No. If... no, what I would like to be able to do is... I want to be able to, like, as you're going to my house, there's water surrounding you on all sides. Fishes! Fishy, 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 fishy.
But screw the garden. You just go into a portal.
No, from the portal to my house.
Oh, so there's water all around it. How are you going to get to your house?
He wants a lake in his house.
I have a scuba gear.
Go live in New Orleans.
Yeah, fishy, 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 fishy.
I mean, I guess you could go with the aquarium if some of these fish were intelligent and they communicated
they were intelligent.
Via echolocation and, you know, we're a new race on RuneScape and we're one of the most brightest and technological...
Most brightest, everyone.
One of the brightest and most technological savvy creatures in RuneScape, and, I mean, they could do great things. I mean...
Wait, are we still talking about fish?
Yeah, of course.
What?
Are
we still talking about fish? How did we get to that point?
I'm casting out a big net here and seeing if somebody's going to bite, but I don't think my reference is being picked up here.
No, it's not. Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You will learn someday.
But fish?
Just play with me here. Entertain the thought. Anyways, I voted for the greenhouse.
I feel like aquarium is winning because it's splitting the vote between all of these other because it's all the other good options are all split up. So the terrible one is winning.
Yeah, that could be it too.
Same thing happened to John Kerry, right? With Jonathan Edwards.
The resource dungeon is at 20%, the greenhouse is at 18%, the hotel 16%, and the treasure vault at 12%. Reason I went for the greenhouse, aside from, you know, being farming related, is that this is something that was promised a long, long time ago with the initial construction blueprint that was actually provided by Andrew Gower. When construction was first detailed, the thing was you were going to have these houses where you would be able to go, and you would have plots where you could grow stuff in these houses, and that never came around. But yet you do need farming levels to have the magic trees and whatnot, so I just feel this is the update that would truly complete construction as it was initially designed.
So there's not going to be any surface worlds stuff?
Not in this update, no.
Oh god. And we waited what? Like, when did construction come out?
06.
So we've waited 6-7 years for this?
Yeah, and we got the menagerie, though.
Well, I guess that's true. That was useful. I'll give that for you. Saved bank space. Although now there are too many pets, you can't store them all there.
Well, I mean, so, you upgraded, and I have tons and tons of them crawling around, and that is what my house is. It's basically a place for my pets to live.
It's a pet resort.
Exactly.
That's so sad. That is so sad. The PlayerUnknown's house has turned into a pet resort.
Yep.
Why?
That's just the way it worked with the way the room was designed, unfortunately. But yeah, so hopefully the aquarium fish will, you know, appear to actually be useful in game. So I am hoping that maybe there will be some intelligent fish there.
How much longer has this poll got?
3 days.
3 days.
All right, everyone, go vote for Resource Dungeon, because that's the next option, and that's not terrible. Just don't let Aquarium win, everyone.
He who lets Aquarium win shall be my fisherman brother forever.
You voted for it!
Well, duh.
Thought you were about to insult them, but no, of course not.
just wait. Just entertain the idea of a fish that is smart and can talk to you and is a part of a race of intelligent beings that's more intelligent than a
They're
human.
They're fish!
It's possible.
Fish. They're fish.
It's entirely possible.
It's also clearly possible for the RS population to vote for the only useless option in a given set. So, woo!
Alrighty, and props out there to anybody who does understand what I'm talking about with regards to the fish being smart. Alrighty, so that's the poll for this week. As Reed here is, you know, visibly distressed, go vote for the resource.
Visibly?
Engine. Well, it just
where's the camera?
No, there isn't one, but I'm just assuming.
Well, this is good.
You are visibly distressed.
Well, I'm irritated.
Yeah. Anyways, the 2015 manifesto, the blueprint for what we're going to see from Jagex in 2015. Most of this we already knew about. Rune Labs, player power, that's going to be
This is not a good next week. For the success of Rune Labs.
And we will talk more about this in due time, friends. Trust me on that. World events, a Tuska world event. I, for one, hope this world event will be actually useful and, you know.
Swear to God, if I just have to stand there for 3 hours a day, I'm not going to be pleased.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I hope Jagex is listening to this.
Maybe. skills, so they're going to be having a discussion on skilling in the wider world and adding more motivations to level up. Including adding more training methods between levels 60 and 80, and also targeting some of the more neglected skills, like farming and construction.
Woo!
Expect to nurture your own livestock and build brand new rooms in your POH, both of which will be determined by player polls. You know,
alright, so even if we do get the aquarium, something nice is going to come.
Yeah,
to the house.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, that's comforting, I guess.
You know what I should really do? What? I should really get a room, fix up my guest room from my butler. That room over there is basically a bed and a dresser.
Yeah, I know in Mike's house it's off in the corner and it's just like...
Why do we even bother?
I kind of do the same thing as well, just because it's a requirement to be there, but it's not like the butler needs it. So
I made it very nice.
Oh, good. I guess
it's connected
you don't want
to
be...
to mine.
Oh, wow.
Mine's
I'm a nice
Shaq.
Person.
I guess you don't want
My
to be brought up on slavery charges or anything like that.
No, we paid them.
Yeah,
have
They're that quote of you,
charges.
Slavery with a happy face.
Shh. I was on Stowe. Anyways, oh, maybe not. The farming one is going to be through a poll as well, but I think this is the one for the POH.
Wait, what?
Yeah, apparently the construction update of the year is going to be the aquarium.
Okay.
Wait, so we're not going to get to do any of that stuff in our house?
No. Anyways, combat. There'll be plenty of new creatures slamming their way onto the screen in 2015, including several boss monsters that work in tandem with the world event, inspired by the brutality of Tuska.
Tuska?
Yes. The world event. Okay. Anyways, quests, 200th quest, Dimension of Disaster.
So we're going to visit Gothic's home world?
No, it's basically going to be mirror universe of the Varrock quests.
Oh, right. I see. Oh, yeah. That's what would be interesting.
I think RuneScape mirror universe could be actually pretty interesting.
I guess. I'm still irritated about the stupid aquarium. Whose idea was that?
It was Rico player suggested.
It was player suggested, really?
Yes, yes.
Wants an aquarium in their
view. I do.
You're stupid.
Jerk off.
All right. The Sixth Age moves forward with Zamorak's heist, which is inspired by films like Ocean's 11 and The Great Train Robbery.
Oh, boy.
You know, that just puts a bad taste in my mouth. Ocean's 11.
I didn't
like that movie.
You don't like anything.
He loves Star Trek.
Yeah, except Star Trek. You couldn't even name 20 things you liked the other day. You got to what, like 7?
4.
4? Really? 4?
At least he's honest about that.
Let's see, what else have we got? And then Fifth Age storylines that are going to be continued. Vampires are Floor 61, the Vampires 1. And continuing on, Rune Labs, Community Development Team, which was highlighted at RuneFest, and Ninja and more core game improvements. So that is what is going to be guiding Jagex in 2015. And
God help us all.
Yeah, they basically want 6 of the main updates of 2014 to be decided by Rune Labs.
6 out of
12.
Joy.
Yeah, it should be interesting nonetheless. Anyways, moving on from that. Solomon Store, January sales. There's a whole bunch of stuff on sale in Solomon Store. 25% off all month. And, of course, there's going to be some special sales that are going to be 66% off for 24 hours only, and it's a different item each day. And, you know, as happens with things that JX does and, you know, updates that go into game, there was a little bit of a bug with this. Basically, what happened is on the 1st of January, there was an issue where people were getting constantly hounded to buy stuff from Solomon's general store through what appeared to be an ad that was forced on people before they knew
like
it was a glitch.
They're playing the game and just randomly it would pop up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, not just on login.
Not just on login. It would pop up every hour,
dear.
I think.
Oh, dear.
And this resulted in some very unprecedented knee-jerk reactions that were not needed.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. That's annoying. And no one in their right mind would deny that that is very annoying.
Just wait. It prompted some reactions that were not necessarily tuned to that. And as a result,
was a large tune to
the idea that Jagex was actually doing this intentionally. So the idea was is that Jagex is going to be doing this intentionally throughout 2015, that you're going to be hounded and you're going to be told to go buy stuff, buy stuff, buy stuff, buy stuff, buy stuff, buy stuff.
Presented with the evidence, that's a logical conclusion.
But just wait. It was such a knee-jerk reaction that there was a post on the RuneScape community subreddit that got over 1,200 positive votes on this that lead towards a thing pertaining to microtransactions and the future, the post of which includes information that is blatantly wrong and has put a bad taste in so many people's mouths that they have started to propagate this throughout the entire community. And as a result of this, the one lesson that needs to come from this, everybody that is listening to this show, consider the Kool-Aid that you are drinking and where it comes from. Because here is why. A day after this happened, actually less than a day, this issue was patched and the advert notifications disappeared. And they said it was a glitch, but no. The people...
When was that posted?
This post was posted the day of it was happening. But...
Okay.
It could have been retracted once it was removed. It was not. It continued to gain traction after that. It even pushed in a different direction and made some assumptions that former CEO, ModMMG, was actually forced out of the company. And he did a very good thing on this post. He replied to it and basically clarified that no, that's not what happened. And that was just a, you know, a general term that he used in the tweet that was referenced in this. So the general lesson I want everybody to take from this is consider the Kool-Aid that you are drinking and consider that, you know, it comes from a community. Think before you peddle this stuff out to your friends. And that is all.
So you haven't mentioned anything in the article, though.
Well, I'm just basically saying that the whole thing is a bunch of
you can't
BS.
Okay. Why?
Well, let's start from the top here. ModMMG. He mentions he's on garden leave. And the guy quotes a dictionary or some law thing from the UK and basically says it's a common term used by employers to prevent employees who are due to leave the company from being privy to confidential or sensitive information, having access to clients or consumers. So basically, you know, it was just a way...
Is that the correct definition?
Well, no. I mean, ModMMG used
What does it mean? What does it actually mean?
It essentially means what the guy said it means, but ModMMG used it in a different way to just mean that he's still at Jagex.
Okay, so given that information, everything... So that was all correct.
It was correct, but the whole reasoning behind MMG leaving and assuming he was forced out was not. And as a result of that, that is what gained traction.
That's something that you could take from that.
Well, I mean, it's what the people took from this and what gained traction. That's the problem, is because when you look at it, it's a post that's basically saying 2015 is going to be the year of the devil in terms of microtransactions.
Didn't they say that last year as well?
Well, they say that every year, but... I mean, the fact this got 1,200 plus
so
upvotes really shows that the community needs to...
If the ads were appearing every hour, that's obnoxious. And this was posted, and most of those upvotes were... Most of those upvotes were within the time period where the glitch was still in-game.
Retract the damn posts then after the fact.
No. They still don't like microtransactions, and that's
but they're not necessarily as bad. And you got to look at microtransactions.
They're not necessarily as bad as what?
Oh, other options that are out there, such as putting
delivery.
Time gate or putting a real world currency boundary behind, you know, maybe a new skill in RS. How does that sound? Sounds kind of like Star Trek Online,
doesn't
it? Sounds
like. Every skill release since runecrafting?
But you don't need to pay real money to, you know, train it faster.
Yes,
do you
do.
Real world money.
But we're members.
Membership.
Pay
But no, it's different.
I pay $5 a month. Isn't that...
No, that's different because that is your access fee to access all that content. You're not being asked to pay extra in order to... I don't know what we're talking about. You guys seem to have an issue with the fact that...
I didn't start anything. This was you.
You said something's behind a paywall, like a skill. Okay, construction is...
Oh, there goes your quality. Anyways, okay. I just want the players to be mindful of the Kool-Aid that they're being given. That is all.
All right, let's move on.
All righty. BTS video 134 drops galore. The next update will be the drop table reworked for elementals and a bunch of other Slayer creatures.
Slayer creatures. It sucks that I got 99 Slayer now. I don't feel like doing slaying monsters anymore. It totally sucks. It's like, I want it because honestly, that's what I did to train range. I was like, oh, must have just Slayer chance and just start ranging for all. And I was like, damn. I don't have to anymore. So,
I mean, who's going to go kill jellies now? Those used to be one of my most favorite Slayer monsters out there, but
really?
They're kind of slow jellies? On XP. Yeah, way back when, like level 50 or 60 Slayer, give or take.
Oh.
Long time ago. Long, long time ago.
Yeah,
I just wish there was a reason.
They're good. They're easy.
Them. Yeah. But Slayer XP, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for RS updates this week, everybody. Hopefully you've enjoyed what Jagex has brought you in terms of first updates of 2015. With that being said, we're going to move straight on to questions right now. And the first one would be an audio question from the RR Man.
Hello, Shane Trekkie, I think, and the new host. Good to see you. Number one, tell it to every new person that comes on the show. Don't let Shane walk on you. Tell him what's what. Gotta keep this place balanced. Alright, so I recently just started doing something I didn't expect I would. Did it. I made an Iron Man account. His name's Solo RR Man if you want to check him out. Me and Sorensen are actually having a battle right now. I think that's what makes it fun. We both sort of started it on the same day, leveling it up. So my question is for you guys. Are you ever going to make an Iron Man account? If not, what's stopping you? And to the new host, bit of quick fire. When did you start playing RuneScape? How long until you made yourself a member? What's your favorite skill? What's your least favorite skill? And why the hell would you torture yourself and start doing the podcast with Shane? Just kidding. Alright, peace out, guys. Yes, I'm ready for some mass layoffs if you are tricky. You have a good life, buddy. Can't wait to hear from you again.
Aww.
Thanks.
Iron Man. Okay. Anybody want to jump in on this one, or should I?
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to make one.
Okay.
That's Although I already kind of do that.
Yeah, same thing here, but...
Not entirely. But
yeah, not entirely, no.
I don't just buy skills.
No, I stopped doing that.
Maybe bronze? Is that what I am?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. It's kind of a halfway between.
Yeah, I do what Metal Maniac 9 does.
I will make an Iron Man account once I get level 120 farming. And that will be the sole purpose of getting 99 farming again. That's the only reason.
Have you thought of a name yet? Just yes or no. Don't say
no,
it because we'll go take it. Okay.
No, and I don't want to think of a name currently.
But... You don't want to emotionally commit yourself because you might not do it?
Well, no. It's just I don't need, you know, to be another Sanders, if you know what I mean. But anyways... All right. So, when did you start playing? When did you get members? Favorite and least favorite skill.
All right. I just started playing. Right. I did not just start playing. I started playing just over 10 years ago. And I got members. Let's see if the account info will tell me this. No, it doesn't. It says something like 2009, which is incorrect. When did I join RSBNB? I think my first post was about getting Guthans.
Oh, we can look that up.
Yeah. I joined on December 25th, 2006 at 8:10 a.m. local time. So, while I was a member at least before February 2007, and I was asking for Guthans, and I got members right after I finished all of the free-to-play quests. So, well, no, this would have been, like, fifth grade, so probably around 2005, a year or so later after I started playing. So, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your first post was, how do you get money for Guthans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Favorite and least favorite skill.
Best Christmas gift. RSVNB has ever gotten. Favorite skill. Odd. Well, I know my least favorite skill is divination. favorite skill? I don't know. I feel obligated to say farming because I've drunk the Kool-Aid, as it were. I don't know, I like crafting. I think that'll be my next 99 if I ever get around to it. Started to really like ranged.
Yeah, it's always good to take combat. Your opponents out from
I used to hate it. Like, that was my lowest skill for the lowest combat skill for the longest time, except prayer. But that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Woo. All right. Yeah, and, you know, this guy here, he started off, there was a question he asked once, and he said, P.S., Shane, why do you hate me?
You hate everyone.
Well, I think we have a question relevant to things like that later.
All righty. Thank you, RR Man, for that question, and hope you've had a happy new year for yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All righty, next one would be from Brian. Brian here, writing in proper grammar for once, for a limited time only. What's the greatest, your most favorite DIY project you've ever undertaken? Feel free to share some notable ones, too, if you're that proud of your craftsmanship. Thanks. Hope you guys keep continuing to entertain as the show enters a new era. Edit, Brian.
Brian, all of that.
All right. Read first.
Okay.
You're most likely the only one here that has to build stuff with wood and nails.
Well, I haven't done it yet, but I hope to once I get enough money to build my own monitor stand. I have three monitors, and I've wanted to upgrade from my 21.5-inch non-IPS displays to, and two of them, one of them's different, so it's uneven. I've wanted to upgrade to three 23-inch IPS displays for a while, and I'm going to build a monitor stand for them because the real ones that you buy are like, what, $200, $300?
Yeah, and all this needs is some pipe from Home Depot.
Yeah, pipe, a big steel plate, and screws. So it looks like it'll cost like $50.
Yeah, that's
maybe
good.
More. So that's what I've wanted to do.
Yeah, then you can be a piper.
I don't get it.
Like piper, you know? The musical instrument?
Yes, yes, I know.
Or you could be a plumber if you lay your pipe down.
No, thank you.
Alrighty. You know, there's really not that much kind of stuff going on pertaining to that around here, except for IKEA stuff. But I will say, one of the more interesting things that we just finished, my dad and myself, over the Christmas break, was an ancient model of a Saturn V rocket made of cardboard, plastic, lots of painting on it, that sort of thing. You know, it might appear as though it's a easy thing to do, but nonetheless, it does require some fine measuring and whatnot.
Okay. I don't know, for me, it was a couple, many years ago, I was with over at my aunt's house because she just moved in. So me and my sister were kind of over there helping out to, you know, do a mini remodeling and whatnot. And a couple of days later, we made a little birdhouse for her backyard. So three of us were doing it. It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, when I was young, thought you were done. I apologize.
It's okay. Shane does that to me all the time. What was the other thing we kind of did? Do yourselfer. Well, one of my other uncles actually bought a new house, but we had to kind of really fix it up. So I was there with him for a couple of weekends doing everything from putting in the kitchen to redoing the backyard. But he knows what he's doing too, so I kind of just helped out in the back end. Yes.
Yeah, I've actually done some woodworking stuff too in junior high school. I took the shop classes and bookshelf.
Anyone
not
lose
a bookshelf.
Finger?
No. Bookshelf, keychain, or key hook rather, and a bunch of other things that I made with wood.
Yeah, I mean, when I was young, my dad and I would go to Home Depot. They had this thing on Saturday mornings where you could go and they would have like a project that you could do. I made a little foot or a little stepladder thing. I think I may have made a bookshelf. It was really cool. I enjoyed doing that.
Oh, I remember seeing those going on at Home Depot.
Yeah. I don't know if they still do them. Mario at Home Depot on a Saturday morning.
He was visiting the Mexicans.
No, we don't staff
have
at Home
those.
Depot. Yeah, we don't have those here. But
you don't staff your Home Depots?
Yeah, we don't staff our Home Depots with Mexicans here.
Oh, okay. awkward
yeah, okay.
statement of I'm, the show.
There was something else I was going to say, but I don't recall. Anyways, thank you, Brian. And no one lost a finger. Ah, yes, I remember now. That reminds me. Not the finger part, but the shop classes were interesting for a number of reasons. One of them was that at the same time the school was undergoing some renovations, right? And the gym floor was being replaced. So the old floor was maple from the 1960s, and guess who got to use the wood? The shop class got to use the old gym floor wood.
What they make.
Whatever you wanted. So you were basically getting this high-quality wood because, you know, maple these days is really, really expensive. So.
It's not as good as mahogany, though.
No. We have
actually
we
you
have
can't
mahogany
even use that.
Baseboards in our house. That's
oh,
really
damn.
Old. In shop
it's the
class
high roller
and whatnot. I was one of the lucky ones because my projects didn't disappear. Lots of people, Mike included, had their projects disappear.
Why is that?
Really?
They just disappeared, gone. No one ever found them. You know, some
like
thought
overnight.
They might have been, yeah. Some thought they might have been stolen. Some thought the teacher might have been taking them home. That sort of thing. But that's a story we can ask Mike about. But it was a common occurrence in my class as well. Anyways, I was reminded. Alrighty, next question, please.
Next question. Alright, guess I'll get it. Let me scroll back up here. Okay, next question is from the Flying One. Hi, folks. I'm F1. I've got a kind of a random question. Where is the best place to hide to get away from the hustle and bustle of RuneScape to relax on a quietly grind way? Thanks, Flying One.
This guy is a member of my clan that I solicited to submit a question.
Welcome to the forums, and hope you're enjoying our SBNB update.
Woo!
Best place to hide.
How do you say the elf city's names? Laletia?
Yeah, Laletia.
Yeah, that's where I always go to do herb lore or crafting.
Or whatever.
I haven't done fletching in years.
I go to Nine It's Not because it's close. It's where I pick all my jewelry.
Oh, yeah, because they got the water fountain thing there, right?
Making jewelry,
what's that have to do with jewelry?
Hot water? No?
You're in hot water. Making jewelry, that's a smithing thing that's furnace that's really close to it. Only problem is it's a left click bank in there too, and also there's a geyser right outside, so you can fill up water vials and all that kind of stuff too if you wanted to.
Oh, I thought that was a geyser for hot water.
No.
Oh, okay. That's what I was referring to by hot water.
Hot water,
but it's cold then, right?
What the hell are you talking about?
The geyser, Nate, is not. It's
yes
hot or cold.
Okay.
Well, technically, it is a hot geyser, but no one cares. It's water.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I used to prefer, before they added the polypore dungeon, you could get to this little island on the river there, east of the dueling arena, and you could just high elk or do whatever you wanted to do there, and you know, no one would come there unless they...
Wait, where was that?
It's now where the Polyport dungeon is. You go over this island, over a bridge to access that dungeon, so it's...
Oh, it was by the Wizard's Tower?
No, the Wizard's...
Or Kenefis?
No, the Mage Training Arena east of the Duel Arena.
Oh, you went to the Mage Training Arena...
Yeah, and then the little island on the river there that was accessible by fairy ring. That's where I went.
Oh, I remember that because I was the one who told you that fairy ring code and I won a prize many, many years ago.
For which one?
Because I told him the code for that fairy ring. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, you reminded me of fletching. In the past 3 years, I have gained 123,545 fletching experience.
Well,
in 3 years.
There you go.
Out of my 41.6 million.
Fletching. Oh.
So.
Ooh, that does remind me. I need to go to my kingdom and get my stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all of that was from XP lamps.
Another thing, back in the olden days, Soul Wars used to be a hotspot because you would not get random events there. So that would be a good place to train. But now, you know, I mainly just choose a secluded bank, maybe Yanil or something like that.
Oh yeah, half of that was in the past year. So... was definitely from XP lamps.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Where would you hide out now? It's not like you can hide anywhere, you know?
Jadzo.
Yeah, that's probably the best one. I mean...
People do go there because that's where they do the hack stuff.
That's
true. Where they do the hack stuff?
Yak.
Yeah,
but then you know, now with Profinus, there's so many left clickable banks. I'm sure you can pick one and just stay there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, they put banks everywhere. Okay. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of places that used to be little hideouts, but I mean, I guess Zanaris works too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is on the moon, after all.
Yep.
Yeah. Alrighty. Thank you, Flying One. Great question. Next one would be from Tim. Hello, Shane, and new host. I've been done with college for 8 months now, and I've been able to play RuneScape and find quite some enjoyment in it. All of my RuneScape knowledge is from 2 years ago, so I have a couple of questions. One, what is best rune crafting training for money and XP? Two, what has been added to Dungeoneering from when the warp floors were released all the way to today's date? And three, hosts, what are your opinions on bonus XP? I recently got some slack about using bonus XP during the divination skill of the month, but it's not the first time I've used bonus XP to help me either win or keep up with first place. Fire making skill of the month, I used as much bonus XP as was in the game, then had to get all of that XP those first 2 days, and the fletching skill of the month was using sacred clay knives to get a lot of XP. When you have school in the past or work currently, cutting down on the amount of time you can compete. Thank you for taking the time to answer my question. That's from Tim. Best runecrafting training method for XP is definitely the rune span.
Yes.
Pretty AFKable, not overly click intensive, so that's where you want
to
go. Rune span.
Purpose was to be AFKable.
Yes. Best way of making money using runecrafting. I'll let this one out of the bag again, but that currently falls to the honor of mud runes for two reasons. First reason being that mud runes are used in the extreme magic potions, and two, the price of mud runes have also gone up as a result of Rune Goldberg earlier later in 2014. So mud runes are good. Castle Wars Teleport, the Balloon Network, Magic Imbue Spell, Necklace of Binding, as many pouches as you can have, Titan, and off you go. Good money comes from mud runes doing that. Mm-hmm. That's actually been my main money-making method recently. Alrighty, Dungeoneering.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Who's this for?
About Dungeoneering.
Yes, yes. So, Dungeoneering. Dungeoneering task set is very, very good for you to do Dungeoneering faster, although some things are kind of hard to get through. Loads and loads of new items you can get with tokens. Bone Crusher is awesome. Charm Imp is awesome. Chaotic Weapon's always been good. Let's see. Resource Dungeons, some of them they added some new ones. Some are nice. Some are really good. And so now if you reach the correct levels, you can, instead of getting money as if you would for doing the for completing the Dungeoneering task set, you can actually switch them off to have certain items you can use right away.
And what do these items do?
It's like the feathers. What is it? Let's see. What do these get? Feathers, raw runes, cosmics. What is the other thing that you use that sometimes you need stuff for? Can't remember the rest, but mostly those are the top three. Mostly I get it for the feathers instead of getting money. You can actually bind a potion now, which is quite kind of nice. And divination has been a big part of Dungeoneering because if you make a portent, you can actually clear out a door without having to make the potions and whatnot.
And what part of divination is this, or what portent does that?
Portents. Portents, can't remember what they're called. It's a portent where, like, you, if you use it, it pretends that your level is plus whatever the portent gives.
Okay. So it's basically a way of increasing your levels without using a potion. Ah, that sounds good.
Very useful.
Is that just for that door, though?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, just for that door, but usually I always find there's like a couple doors that some of us don't have the levels for. That's when someone uses it. Usually I can get like 3 or 4 out of a 2 wisp.
So like does it matter what the level is? Does it only boost it by a certain amount?
It depends on the level of the portent. So lowest one is like +5, highest one is like +12 or something like that.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a do anything.
Right.
Okay. It's just a small boost.
Right, but you know, usually if you're high enough on your abilities, like in the 90s or 80s, usually you can get by with like mid-range divination because that's all you really need to boost it up by 10 or 5 or something.
Hmm. Oh, that's very good. It's nice that they were able to find a way for divination to fit in. So that makes me feel good about that part especially. Anything else that was added after the warp floors?
Not really. Not yet, anyway.
Oh, what about the keying update? Was that before or after warp floors?
I can't remember. We don't know. Keying one is basically you don't have to have every key is given to a pool instead of having one person hold it. So it's if you hitch a door that you
not
have to
less
key for,
hate.
that and makes it a lot faster.
Alrighty. Okay. And if you have any more questions pertaining to divination, you can send him a private message on the forums or find him in-game at J1, J2, J3.
Three.
Yes.
Don't you mean dungeoneering?
Yeah, what did I say?
I think you said divination.
Whoops, I meant dungeoneering. Fun fact, when divination came out in 2013, throughout the entire episode, I kept calling divination dungeoneering.
Really?
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, they both start with the same letter. Duh.
And all of the similarities end right there.
Indeed. So bonus XP. I guess I'll start with this, and I already did the one monologue for this week, so I'll just say that bonus XP, as it used to be when we would have it with the double XP weekend or something like that, was a special occurrence. And I feel as though that with the introduction of bonus XP from Treasure Hunter and previously Squeal of Fortune, bonus XP is a lot less special than it used to be. So as a result, I feel that the double XP weekends are not as special as they used to be as well. So my number one criticism of bonus XP all along has been, okay, bonus XP is fine and dandy to have on Treasure Hunter, but make it less of an occurrence. I get prismatic stars every day from Treasure Hunter. Make it so that I only get maybe 3 or 4 a week rather than 1 a day. That's my only real qualm with bonus XP, because I prefer the bonus XP weekends and whatnot, those kind of events, to be special. And granted, they still are, because, you know, they're always for some kind of event or something like that, and they don't run out, but I just feel as though it makes some skills too fast.
I don't like it for, competitions, because... I mean, hasn't every bonus XP weekend been summoning?
Pretty much up until 2014, yeah. But
okay.
Not in 2014.
Because the graphs for those were hilarious, because it was flat, and then there's this huge spike, and then it was mostly flat after that again.
Yep.
But that was for everyone, and I mean, like, Sacred Clay Knives... That's something that's available to everyone, and they're really an opportunity. It's really more of an opportunity cost, because you could be using that time to make money, but you're getting more XP, so
And plus there's...
But that's available to everyone, so that's fair.
And plus you there's clan chats and whatnot now dedicated to stealing creation and doing it without combat. So
yeah. So you can't... Ugh. It's not fair for, like, Skill of the Month, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if there was a way to see what levels would be without bonus XP for a certain time, we would probably use that for Skill of the Month. But at the same time, you can't really calculate that out because, I mean, that would be way too much on the back end to figure out, is this bonus XP? Is it not? What's going on here? That sort of thing. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. I mean, even if we made a rule like you can't use bonus XP, we can't enforce that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's people's game to play. And
if you want to spend $30 to have a nice forum signature, okay.
Or I can make you a nice forum signature too.
That's a lie.
Oh, no, I would. I'd make Tim a foreign signature.
Because that's different. Okay. He's been on staff for like six decades, right?
Oh, anyways. Bonus XP thoughts?
I have no idea. All I know is I had so much bonus XP in prayer that when I got 99, I still had a ton left. Like...
Where did it all come from?
Oh, I dumped everything into it from Treasure Hunter and everything else. Like, everything went into it. I think I had, at the beginning, I had like 700,000 bonus prayer XP. And I was like, I was doing port so much that, you know, I was looking closer to 99. And then I was like, I'm almost to 99. I might as well just use it all up.
Yeah. I've certainly had cases like that happen, too. I think I got about 200,000 abundance bonus XP for summoning. I'm just waiting on the charms right now, and then I'll get 99 summoning this year. So that's been a plan for a long time. But
I need to get myself to 91 divination, but I'll tell more about that later.
Yes. Okie dokie. Anything else on runecrafting, training, dungeoneering, or bonus XP?
Nope.
Engineering's nice.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that question, Tim.
So, Davo, I guess I'm taking this one.
Yes, please.
All right. Hey, guys. Since we are already more than a week into the new year, I'll ask the stereotypical question first. What is your biggest goal in RuneScape that you hope to accomplish before 2016? And... what is your prediction for the success or failure of Rune Labs? In your opinion, what would be the best way to incorporate a symbol or timestamp to a level 99 skill, whether it be a cape augmentation or a simple timestamp on the Examine Player skill interface? For example, I achieved 99 runecrafting before Runespan was released, and plenty more 99s prior to the Elf City. Is this even possible, or are we only going to be seen as good, or are we going only to be seen as good as Jagex lets us? Regards, Dave. All right, Shane, you go ahead.
120 farming.
Yeah, Shane and farming. That's basically, that goes hand in hand. Okay. For me, what's my biggest goal? I really want to do more PVM. That's really my goal. I bought Tricores for a reason. I really want to do more PVM so I can really learn how to do these things better. But I need to make like a billion overloads, Shane. I need help.
Okay, gladly.
Let's see. One prediction, a failure of Rune Labs. First one first? Yeah, great, that's about it.
First.
Oh, God. Kill biggest all human. Goal? Shit, do I want to commit? Don't want to commit to another 99?
99 Fletching, go.
I got one for you if you do not want to commit to one that you can do.
Okay.
Well, first you got to see if you want to do anything first or commit to anything, do you?
I don't know.
All right,
I've been thinking crafting for like 4 years.
Before the end of 2015, you will have 92 prayer.
All right.
What's your prayer level right now? Hello?
90?
Yeah, something like that, I think. That should be doable, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Considering I got to 90 from whatever level I was before in like 2 hours. So.
Yeah, and also remember what happened on Christmas Day, right?
Oh, yeah. The scary man visited me. I'm not talking about Santa. There's another scary man. Yeah, I acquired the resources to get to 92 prayer. All right. Mm-hmm. So, next. Prediction for the success or failure of Rune Labs. Well, if it's going to all be player-owned aquariums... It's not looking good. And I will leave it at that.
All right. As for me, I think if we can pull off Rune Labs without getting too many bozo ideas through, it'll be good. And we'll ultimately see the immersion, or is the immersion the right word? The emergence, I guess, of a new way of developing games.
Okay.
Because remember, Jagex was the first game out there to successfully pioneer the free-to-play model.
Yeah, I mean, other companies have picked up this polling thing, too. Is Jagex the first to do that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Because I know Microsoft picked that up. And I'm sure there are others. But I'm not sure if Jagex is the first. But
I mean, if you were to look at the update schedules of other games, you would find that they only do maybe 3 or 4 big updates a year. And
well, they don't even talk to the players.
And having the player base, that's something else. So I think that, you know, you could probably call this the biggest success in terms of that. So maybe one of our Informer Gamer writers wants to take that on as a research project.
Okay. We'll beat them into shape.
Okay.
All right. Trekkie, do you have an opinion?
You know how stupid Yahoo Answers is? Imagine that, but suggestions there are on Rune Labs, and they get approved.
Yeah, we gotta hope that it won't be like that, but fingers crossed. None the less.
All right, so next, what would be the best way to incorporate a simpler timestamp and all of that? Well, there was an AMA on Reddit with the Ninja team about 7 months ago, and I asked if there could be an option to have a trimmed and untrimmed version of the skill cape for the first 99 we got. And Mod Oliver replied, "It's something we looked into. Unfortunately, we can't determine what everyone's first 99 was. We were then going to make it so you could trim, untrim whenever, but then we risked annoying those people that had earned uncommon untrimmed skill capes, such as Slayer, and be seen as devaluing their capes. If there is another solution, then we can look into it again. One thing I will say is we're going to be adding the ability to attach the hoods to skill capes in the not-too-distant future." Well, did that happen?
No.
Well,
And I also asked about what about instituting this from the point of the update onwards. And I said, I only have 199 now. Could you make it so any future 99 I get, I could keep my untrimmed farming cape? And they didn't reply, but I got downvoted. So obviously people didn't like that. And those were the people that Mod Oliver was talking about. No, this is the community of RS. I mean, so yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah,
it's possible, but it's gonna piss some people off. So no,
I want to say that. In theory, this might be possible now, given the fact that they track when you get certain levels on the Adventurer's Log town. But I'm not Jagex, so I don't know. True. So it might be something to ask again, now that that feature exists on the log. But even then, as to how you would put this
in-game...
Wait, so
you can go back and see when you did that?
Yeah, you can see when you get levels and your XP history and everything on the Adventurer's Log now. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Didn't know you could do that.
Came out in about November, I think, if I remember correctly. But anyways, yeah, I would very much like this as well. Hopefully this will be something we can see going forward, but as Reed said,
you want your
like,
untrimmed
retroactive
farming cape, don't you?
Yes, and I mean, if I could get that, I probably wouldn't need to make an Iron Man account, right?
I keepsaked mine.
I'm glad I'm lucky.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Dave. Last question. Who wants to read this one?
I will. This question is from Mike. Our other lovely site owner.
Our second
hello,
leader.
Shane and mystery host. What is your favorite story about the other host? And he says, love, Mike.
It doesn't say that.
Yes, it does. Shut up. They don't know. They can't see.
They can look at the notes.
Yeah, see? Look. It says that. I can edit this post too. So, anyway, well, I have one, but I'm pretty sure that you're not going to be able to hear it until the clip show. Would I be correct with that,
dear leader? And the clip show might even be pushing it in that case.
No, if it's not on the clip show, then bad things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is great. But, so they're not going to be able to hear it today?
No.
Alright, well, it's not G-rated.
Is it?
But I'll go ahead and tell it, but it will be edited out. So watch for that on the 2015 clip show, everyone. But, do you two wish to go first?
Yes. All right. So, Jane, you go first.
Okay. Well, there's lots of stories I can always, you know, dredge up about people and everything like that. So we won't go too vicious with this. But there was a time when this guy here was incredibly annoying. So much.
Trekkie,
so.
Right?
No, you. so much so that back in the olden days, that when you would appear, it was a sign for that it was time for Brad and I to go to bed. So that was our cue.
Spot, like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that you signed on RS. Oh, time to log out and time to go.
Yeah, I was getting up for school in the mornings, and I used to be able to get up at 5:45. I needed to leave at 7. So that gave me some time to
5:45. I don't know the meaning of anything after before 6.
You and me me both, sister. You and me both.
But anyways, if you want another story, there's also the time that this guy here flooded our server with 9 gigabytes of images.
Wait, what?
Remember when you flooded the server with 9 gigabytes of images from your webcam?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I left my webcam on watching my room. I'm still not sure why I did that. I was the only one who had a key to that room other than my RA and the ResLife staff, but whatever. I kept it on, and apparently something kept catching the motion sensor. So it uploaded 9 gigabytes. How many was it?
It was in the thousands.
How many pictures? Yeah, it was several thousand pictures, and this was just over a two-day weekend, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it would have been, because I didn't take my computer home. So I made a sizable donation to the RSBNB Orphan Fund. after
because
that,
it just so happened,
to make up for bandwidth costs.
Yeah. Because what we noticed is we run backups every so often.
I'm glad Mike noticed that.
Yeah, yeah. He noticed that the price
of
the backup
was higher. Because
that was
my bad. I owed that to you guys.
So he investigated and he found out, it was coming from here. So.
Yeah that was entirely unexpected.
No damage done. Yeah.
My debt has been repaid, both monetary and otherwise.
Civil duty.
Yeah, I had to go to the work camps for a few weeks, but I'm probably not allowed to talk about that.
No.
Am I, dear leader?
Nope.
Don't anger him.
Can I do an old co-host or other host that was on the show way back when?
You might
say what?
You remember Jeff?
Yes.
So this was like way in the beginning when, you know, RSBNB was just formed and I was still on RuneHQ and everything else. Me, Shane, and Jeff, we always chit-chatted with each other. Anyway, one thing I think I told you this, Shane, was that I was talking with you online. And then I was still going to San Jose State, so I was at San Jose, live in my house over there. And then suddenly the room started shaking, like violently. So I ran outside thinking the washing machine is jumping up and down until someone said, I think it's an earthquake. It's an earthquake? Yeah. Oh, okay. So I went to grabbed my flashlight to decide, like, I had to look at the house, make sure everything's okay. Jeff messaged me, he's like, did you just feel the earth? Did we just have an earthquake? Yes. Okay, good. I just woke up and I thought something bad happened. So it was like, so after I checked the house, I came along. It's like, hey, we just had like a 6.8 earthquake or something like that. So it was like,
is that big?
Pretty
yeah.
big. You'll feel it. It's what you'll get at.
Okay, but it's not. It doesn't like level anything. That wasn't
well,
going to be
if you
blown
were in
over
a third
by
world
wind.
Country.
Yeah, actually,
as I said, stuff that would have been blown over by wind.
Actually, funny thing about that story, one of my friends was living in a dormitory on campus. He lives in an old building that, on the top floor, that's designed to sway God. With the earthquake. It's old.
Oh, God, that
building.
Would have been terrifying.
No. Here's the funny part. Our mutual friend, he was on the toilet, so he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that would be the worst place to be, in the shower or on the toilet.
So he's on the going like, oh, we told us that story. All three of us could not stop laughing for a while. We were just like, "How did it feel?" It was not pleasant. That was it. I was like, "Huh." Of course, my friend.
All right.
I will say my friend was stupid in thinking that someone was jumping up and down upstairs.
All right. Well, I need to tell my story for the clip show.
Oh God.
Oh, God. All right, so One day, I was driving home from university, and I often Skype Shane and talk to him. And this day, this time, we had Paul, PFK99s, in the call as well. And we were talking about something. I don't remember what it was. But then Shane just said, out of the blue, all right.
Feel moving better? On.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that question. That was from Mike. And I hope he gives this a listen, because I love it when people listen to the show. Alrighty. Well, there's some interesting stories. And, you know, as you said, that one might or might not appear in this year's clip show, but we'll see.
No, it's see. Going to. That is a requirement.
I don't know about that.
Because you lost that clip from 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or deleted.
Alrighty, moving on to tech news at this time. Some interesting news surfacing pertaining to Windows 10 and a new browser that Microsoft is developing. It's not going to be called Internet Explorer. Going to be based off of WebKit or Gecko, as many have thought it would be.
What is it now?
Trident.
Microsoft's Trident, is that... Okay.
That's a, yeah, Microsoft's rendering engine.
Cortana.
But yeah, it's going to include things like Cortana, which is Microsoft's virtual assistant. It's going to have tight cloud sync with OneDrive so that it's going to be able to sync the pages that you're viewing to conserve bandwidth and preserve an exact experience, whether you be on, you know, a Windows computer, your Surface, your phone, or whatever it might be. Other things it's going to do is it's going to have different kind of tab grouping. So example they give is, you know, you could have personal tabs and work tabs. It's also going to support custom themes. The running name for this is Spartan. So it should be very interesting to see what this also means for Windows 10 going forward.
They're really milking this Halo thing for all it's worth. Damn.
What? Halo?
Spartans? That's what Master Chief is in Halo? He is a Spartan?
Oh, okay. I see. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, and then Cortana is from Halo.
I know. From Halo.
I did not know that.
So dude, it's the AI. Spartan, Halo. That's where we call all the soldiers.
It's basically Arcana Microsoft's way of saying that they're looking towards the future then in terms of their browsers and the technologies that they have.
So I guess.
Yeah, that's the way you got to kind of slice it when they're talking about, you know, Spartan, if that's from Halo as well, right? But we'll probably see more from this on the 21st when Microsoft talks more about Windows 10. A new chapter in Microsoft's history in such a way that Apple turned a corner when they introduced OS 10 in 2000.
Yay, 10!
Mm-hmm. So Windows 10 comes out 15 years after OS 10.
What?
Interesting. Yeah.
So that's why they're so behind. They've been using the same operating system for 15 years. Everything makes sense now.
Well, you turned my statement of superiority into a statement of inferiority.
Correct.
Okay.
Anyways, so... Enjoy.
Enjoy?
Yeah, Windows 10, right? It's the future.
Oh, yeah. I'm running that, sort of, and it's pretty great.
And I'm sure you'll want to talk more about it on the 21st, won't you?
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay.
Up next, Sharp's new any-shape displays are coming to cars and a whole lot more. So, Sharp has been working on its way a concept of basically anything you want in the car to show up, that's what it'll be. And it has some interesting prototypes.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea behind these displays is that they don't need to be a traditional rectangle or, you know, have a certain backing behind them. They can just be cut into whatever shape they need to be. Hence why they can be used in cars. There's also some talk of maybe using them on the next Nintendo Wii console. Interesting other places you might see stuff like this is built into fabrics or in new watches that are coming out, maybe. So very interesting to see what could be done with these. But they are forecast to be coming to the market in 2017. But as anybody who has seen any of this stuff coming around from CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in the past, will know that these are mainly technology demos, and some of them don't even live to see the light of day. So don't get too happy.
Don't get too excited. Yeah,
exactly. I remember when they were telling us that Blu-ray and HD DVD would exist side by side.
They did.
Did anyone believe that?
Nah,
did anyone really believe that?
Nah. One would win over the other, and sadly, HD DVDs lost. I like them better, but that's just me.
I thought that was known from the start, that they were two competing formats, like VHS and Betamax.
I know.
And
Sony won again.
Yeah, but Sony won.
Actually, you should wonder.
And they're paying the price now.
Actually, you're wondering more of, makes you wonder who would actually win. Wonder how many people here actually know what Betamax is, and how many people here has actually seen a VHS.
Yeah, I have.
I know you have. We grew up on it.
87.
Hey, I'm older than him.
Not you.
I am older than him.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You are young and sprightly.
I'm old and decrepit.
It's not even a word. I just made it up, I think. Anyway, moving on.
You're allowed to do it. Yeah, you're
yeah, you do it all.
January 2015, skill of the month. We got an interesting one going on for the first one of the year so far. Hunter. Tim's currently in the lead with 4.7 million experience, followed by JAM Andy 52 at 4.2. And in third place, we have Sunset Fish at 1.2 million XP. Hunter, I gotta say, that's a tough skill to train for me.
I can't stand Hunter.
Yeah.
Or grinding any skill. Thankfully, those days for me are mostly over.
Okay.
So this kind of, I guess, plays into what Tim's question was pertaining to bonus XP.
Yeah.
Maybe. So. Hard to say, but Tim's maintaining a nice linear trajectory. And should be interesting to see if he can hold on while the skill a month train accelerates.
All right, so achievements of the week.
Hang on. Woo. But first, Metal Maniac 9 won the December Constitution skill of the month with 2.7 million XP gained. First Constitution skill of the month ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So you may now... Oh, no, there was another one. I'm sorry. November 2008. Whoops.
Oh, but that was still hit points back then. Yeah. So it was only kind of.
Yeah, but they're both represented as hit points on the website. Don't tell anyone that.
Anyway, achievements of the week. Good God.
Hmm.
All right, Trekkie, do you want to do this?
Okay. Okay. Alright. First up, 99 Divination, January 8th. Mr. Bistro, 99 Crafting, 99 Hunter, January 2nd. Iron Man again, 99 Engineering, January 1st. Tyler, 99 Magic, 99 Prayer, 99 Summary on the 29th. Mr. Bistro again, 99 Farming until December 25th. Kamsai, 99 Hunter, December 24th. Lower Rickles, 99 Prayer, December 22nd. And 99 Summoning. Comp sign 99 Division December 20th. Congratulations all. Move on to the next one. High five, Shane.
Woo!
That
and
was certainly
for those of
a run through.
Who couldn't hear? People who got 99s were the RR Man, Mr. Bistro, Tyler, Comp Sci, and Lord Pickles.
Congratulations, right. Everyone. And that was a whole boatload because, well, we were off for a couple weeks. And I didn't want to miss anyone.
Yeah? All right. So, what's up next?
RSVP update 2015. I just want to give everyone a brief rundown. And by brief, I really do mean brief of what we're going to be doing this year so far. Okay. So, you've already seen we got the first peg of 2015 here, the new co-host. That's going to provide for some interesting stuff going forward. We'll be resuming on YouTube with clips of RSBNB update published after the show rather than the previous supplemental format. We'll also be talking extensively about Rune Labs when that comes out and maybe getting behind some ideas of our community, our listeners. So if you have ideas, we will support you in that. We'll also be looking at bringing back the rant segment and horrible in-game suggestions on weeks we have no updates since, you know, the rants were one of the funnest things we ever did. We also want to bring you more live shows, maybe once or twice a month, depending on what's going on. And, of course, also more fluid format, including special interviews integrated into the main episodes once again. And, of course, we'll also be covering, you know, discussion on issues that are present in the community in addition to the game's updates.
Woo!
That's a bit of a brief rundown as to what we want to do this year. So if that sounds good to you, well, we got some ways you can help us with that. If you're looking for ways to subscribe to RSBNB Update, we've made that simpler. Just visit update.rsbnb.com/subscribe. If you want to subscribe in iTunes, update.rsbnb.com/iTunes. Questions, you want to send questions in or figure out how, update.rsbnb.com/questions is your answer. Or if you want to ask us a question, just head to update.rsbnb.com/ask and you'll be given a link to the current topic of the week where you'll be able to post your question on our forums.
But Shane, what if our wonderful listeners want to suggest something that we could do this year?
Oui.
Then
how could they do that?
Then I would say send them a private message to us on the forums.
Yes, I would be happy to answer any questions, or if you have any comments or concerns, you can PM those to me, or can I give out my email? I suppose yes. I can. It's for official business. Send me an email at earth@rsbnb.com.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. Do I get to say my pick? All right. I'm starting off 2015 with a pick, and my pick is Fallout New Vegas. This game is amazing. The last game I have played with storytelling, and it's just, if you've ever played Fallout, another Fallout, or an Elder Scrolls game, then that's the kind of experience you're getting. It's an RPG game. It's basically Skyrim with guns. And this is published by Bethesda, but Obsidian Studios were the writers, and they made it, and they coincidentally made my last favorite game, which is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. And this has surpassed that, and that is, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2 came out in 2005, so it's been 10 years for something to beat that.
Wow. So how many hours have you put into this?
I've put in 110 hours in the past 30 days, give or take.
Nice. Wow.
So, yeah, that's I had a rough December, to say the least, and that was a nice but I'm better now.
And it's only $22 on Steam.
Yeah, it goes on sale down to like 5, but I would recommend getting all of the DLCs too, because they're great and they actually add a lot of content. They're well worth the money. But yeah, next time it goes on sale on Steam, definitely pick it up. This is... What?
Sorry. Oh, nothing. I was just clearing my throat. That's all.
Oh, okay. Sounded like you were about to say something. But, yes. All right. And I also need to plug our PC gaming event, which is every Tuesday at, what is it, 8 RSBNB time?
Correct? Yes, 10 p.m. Eastern.
10 p.m. Eastern. And we have a variety of games that we play, which are voted on by people. And those games are Half-Life 2 Deathmatch, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, Garry's Mod, Trouble in Terrorist Town, and Prop Hunt, and Team Fortress 2.
Half-Life 2 Deathmatch.
I said that.
You did?
I promise you I said that.
I don't think you did, but okay.
I promise.
All right.
That was the first one. But if I didn't, Half-Life 2 Deathmatch. All right, so what have we been doing this week? Trekkie, you started off.
I got myself 90 Divination. I ended up buying Dragors because I wanted to do more PVM. I actually fought Nex and Calphite King, but with my clan, so I didn't do it myself or anything. Still learning. Got still learning, so that's about it.
Woo! And Shane?
Right. When you figure out how to do the Calphite King, let me know, because I would like to do that one as well.
To be honest, I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just there whacking and pumping. No, die, don't 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 die. Oh, I died. All right, I'm out.
Yeah, Mike and I did a trial run on the Calphite King one day, and we lasted, I think it was like 45 seconds. But anyways, runecrafting, and I ramped up the farming routine by going back to Magics and Palms. So it's expensive.
How do you have that much money?
Well, here's the secret to it. Runecrafting, 1 hour a day or less, or one familiar worth of runecrafting, will get you about 2 million GP. One familiar worth.
And then you can buy all your farmings.
Yep. Then extra money on top comes from the daily Vizwax from the Rune Goldberg machine. And then my extra pocket change comes from my herb farming. So, it's not that intensive, but it works.
I guess. All right,
and
so
you.
I guess I'll finish this off. I have... shit, what have I been doing this week? Well, I went to visit my high school on Monday and talked with all of my mentors there. And other than that, I have been playing Fallout New Vegas and trying to get my sleep schedule back to normal.
Define normal.
Not going to bed at like 9, waking up at 2 and staying up until the next day.
Oh, wow.
Or just going to bed until at 6 a.m. Last night, hopefully I fixed it, because I went to sleep at like 8 and then I woke up again around 2 and I was up for a bit, but then I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to go back to sleep, but I did, and then I slept until 2 p.m. So, I slept, what is that, like
15 hours.
And I've done that a lot this break. And that's because of a variety of reasons, but I won't go into that here.
Actually, I'm looking forward to, for me using Steam games, I'm looking forward to Total War Attila. That one's coming out in February. That should be interesting. Woo! High five.
Alrighty. Well, I believe that does us in for the first episode of
Does us in?
Yeah, it does, because we need to recover for next week, because next week is the big 500. I can tell you that a collection of former co-hosts will be here for next week's episode, waiting on confirmation of one more. I'm not going to say who, because I want it to be a surprise as to which ones are actually going to be here for next week. But we will.
I will be in the company of greats. I can say that already.
Yeah, maybe you'll learn a thing or two.
No, I doubt that. They're all old and decrepit at this point. Like our friend Trekkie here.
Yes, and right? He will be one. He will be one who is here next week.
Oh, you spoiled it.
There can be only one.
Well, that means there's three to choose from now as to which will be here next week. So, fingers crossed, right?
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
All right, see you next week. History in the making, y'all.
Ow! Ow!
Man down! Man down!
I just jammed my thumb in my desk. Anyways,
did you draw
see you
blood?
Next week, everyone. No, this has been RSBNB Update. See you next week, everyone. Have a good week. Stay warm.
Bye, everyone. Yes, stay warm.
Bye.
Good God. Bye.